It's from USA Today. And I thought, well, this is timely. I need to investigate this. And I haven't done it yet, so we're all doing this together. But when I saw the headline, how to save money on gas prices, I'm like, well, okay. Let's find out what those tips are. And there's actually, it's interesting, they make reference in this story before they get to the tips about Gas Buddy, which we talk about, and Patrick DeHaan, who's a reference here. In fact, things apparently were so busy on Gas Buddy yesterday that the app was inaccessible off and on yesterday. The traffic was just, so people were looking for the bargains, as they say. So let's find out what these tips are. Again, I just printed this out, so let's see what they say here. Okay, and they say there's 10 tips here. First of all, no surprise that the first tip, especially when Gas Buddy was quoted, find the cheapest gas using Gas Buddy.
I'll be darned.
Or other apps like AAA,
yep.
Gas Guru, never known, heard of Gas Guru, Waze, W-A-Z-E. But there are ways that you can use gas apps to find cheaper gas. So that's a tip. Okay. It says here to fill up at Costco, Sam's Club, Walmart, and Kroger's. These stores offer discounted gas.
Yeah, of course, as long as you have a membership.
Yeah. And typically you need to buy a membership or enroll in a discount program. Well, they're not the only ones.
No, there are others. There are
like a lot of places. Mm-hmm. I mean, I use Meijer, for example.
So do I.
This is a 10 cent a gallon. Which I think is pretty cool.
Yep.
In fact, it says here, using the Walmart app, Walmart members get a 5 cent a gallon discount. Well, big deal. although you also get access to member prices at Sam's Club. Well, since I'm not shopping at Sam's Club, I'll stick with Meijer. But anyway, a lot of places. Okay, so discount cards. Pay in cash at the pump, especially for places that will charge you more for using your credit card.
Oh,
you ever
really?
Seen those?
No, I haven't, fortunately.
I've seen those. I think I noticed it more in the Metro Detroit area when I have to travel to visit family, where they have a cash price and they have a credit card price, and the cash price is always cheaper.
You know what? You're right. When I filled up in Ann Arbor over the weekend, I noticed that too. Mm-hmm. That caught me off guard. All right.
Yeah, that's where
that
I see it most. And if there could be something around here, I guess, but that's where I've seen it most.
Yeah.
Because the first time I experienced it, I was confused. Because I was looking at the sign, I'm like, why do I see two different prices for the regular? It's like, cash and credit card. And the cash was significantly cheaper per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it just seems ironic because you're using a credit card. Everything is done by computer. It's run through on your bill just like that. And whereas cash, they have to have someone, a human being there to give you your change or whatever.
Well, isn't it that businesses have
surcharges
because
that.
They have
That's
to play
right.
credit cards.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
They probably
want
the cash right up front.
Mm-hmm.
So
There's
the next tip. Get points or cash back from using your credit card. Now, wait. The tip before was paying cash. Now, the next tip is use your credit card.
Well, maybe
I'm confused.
Maybe it's that if you're just still going to use that credit card no matter what.
Well, and they talk about you have to determine whether or not the cash back from credit cards, which a lot of credit cards do, offer or other discounts. Going back to my Meijer discount, I'll just stick with that. And the next tip is, I just should have pre-read all this because this just seems like redundant. The next tip is sign up for a gas loyalty program. Well, didn't we already talk about that?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Come on, USA Today. Oh, here's one that's different. Best time of day and week to buy gas.
I'm going to guess. All right, let's guess. I'm going to say Sunday, Monday.
Monday. Best day to save money at the pump is Monday. Mm-hmm. That's when the lowest average gas prices happen in the country. Not guaranteed, but that's the average.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. The most expensive is Thursday. I think we used to see that on quite a regular basis.
People getting ready for the weekend, fueling, demand is higher.
Followed by Wednesday, and it says, and you mentioned Sunday. Following Monday, Sunday is the cheapest.
All right.
So Sunday, Monday. So there you go, at the end of the weekend or starting the week off. That Gas Buddy estimates that you could save $50 to $100 a year by filling up on the cheapest days.
Hmm.
Even if it's just a few cents on other days, it's all going to add up. And also it says here, theoretically, you might save a little extra by filling your tank in the morning or evening because gasoline is denser when the temperatures are cooler.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before.
Gas Buddy says the savings would probably be marginal.
Mm.
I'm at 425, I'll take marginal. But does that my 230 in the morning fill-up the other day must have been pretty good.
I found myself doing something different. I don't know how many more tips you have, but when you're done, let me know. I found myself this morning watching whether or not I was in the plus on the green or a negative on the amber on my fuel consumption on my vehicle. Because the way you drive and how heavy you put that foot down, et cetera, can help conserve fuel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
If you've got a car that does that.
One of these days, Charlie, we'll get you there.
One of these days.
But by then, they'll probably, you know, I was going to say they'll be all electric, but I'm thinking, my mindset, if I had to have two vehicles, I would want, even though I might go to an electric, I want to have a gas and an electric vehicle. So I've got the option. If there's a problem with source of fuel for one, I can go to the other one.
You'll be prepared. Well, you know, one of the next tips is maybe along those same lines. The next tip is improve fuel efficiency.
Yeah, there right there.
And your behavior?
What, like driving below 50 or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Jackrabbit starts.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't let vehicles warm up, things like that. Yeah. Oh, and turn off your AC.
Yep.
All those kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm not using that AC right now.
So. Yeah, nobody is.
Yeah.
Fill your tank with regular, not premium. Well, obviously, buy cheaper gas is going to cost you less. Oh, boy, that's a tip. Earn free gas cards by taking surveys for apps that offer free gas cards. However, when doing so, just be prepared to hand over a lot of personal information they want. Okay, I'll just stick with those gas discounts. Here's your final tip.
Stay home. No.
You're right. Yes.
Is that right?
Drive less.
Carpool. I predict you're going to start seeing carpools again.
There you go.
Yeah. Or people using public transportation when they can, probably, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now there's one. Yeah, remember the push for public transportation, especially for, we'll see if that comes back into play, too. Well, there you go. Handy or not. From USA Today, 10 ways to save gas prices. Some pretty decent, others, I don't know. Redundant or seems like we're already doing so.